going to happen here is the 2018 Money 2020. And we are here in Las Vegas with Mr. Christopher Kovacs. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Here in the Coney DBX.
That's right.
Experience Center. And
this is just an amazing conference. I mean, I think we need to start by saying that credit unions have to start making it to this, this conference.
I agree.
I mean, there's so much here. It's almost reminiscent of what some other lesser banking conferences were about 10 years ago. Huge exhibit floors, yeah. Lots of great meeting rooms where you can sit down and get details about some vendors. I mean, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, 11,000 is the tally. Yeah, I saw that on the website.
11,000. Mm-hmm. 500 speakers, 9 stages.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything that big.
No, not that I know of.
It's bigger than GAC.
Double GAC. Hey, and you were just speaking on stage. You were just up on stage on a panel. It was called Big Innovation from Smaller Banks, and you were the lone credit union representative.
I was.
Well done, sir.
I was, had to carry the water a little bit.
You did that very well. You represented very well, so appreciate that. So give us a quick overview. I mean, I was in there,
sure. And
there was lots of talk about culture.
Yeah.
And you talk about that, too. It's like, hey, telling your story is so important to get people to buy into what you're doing. So.
Yeah, one of the challenges, of course, with a small organization is how do you build that culture of innovation? And one of the great things when I was the CIO at Coastal was we almost had this script that we would go down when we were talking to new people, and it talked about how, you know, we were cashing checks to the penny at ATMs in the 1980s. We were the 13th institution in the world to move money online. We invented video tellering, and now we're reinventing digital banking, right? So that really, I mean, from the day one, when you start telling employees about what your successes have been and kind of what's expected of them, it frees them up to be people who generate ideas. And that's one of the great things that Chuck Purvis has done at Coastal, is build that culture that allows that to take place.
Yep. It sets the tone right away and what's expected.
It really is.
And again, the freedom is there.
It really is
so important.
And that doesn't mean everything's successful. I mean, there are plenty of projects, most of the ones I ran, where you would try something because it was the right decision to make.
Yeah.
And then you'd go far enough down the line and you realize, no, it's a mistake. We need to turn around and go in a different direction. You admit your mistake, move on, and fix it and keep going.
What were some of your takeaways from being on that panel? Because there's some interesting perspectives up there on stage from four of you up there?
One of the interesting things I think that we got to share was that the strategic advantage credit unions have when they partner together, right? And it was interesting because Jill, who runs a community bank next to me, said, you know, we don't do enough of that in bank world.
Yeah.
And one, you know, there were some questions coming in about, well, how can you do that and still maintain a competitive advantage? And what I shared with them was, you're not taking customers from each other. You're not taking members from each other, right? There's a handful of very large organizations, you know, the big banks, and those are the ones you're taking market share from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys can work together, like credit unions have demonstrated is our strategic advantage, it's something that you can really go forward with and something that can help make you successful, make you more innovative as you go.
Yeah, that was huge. That was definitely huge. And so what was some of the feedback? I didn't stay for the whole thing. Did they have a Q&A at the very end, or was there time for
there
that?
There was no Q&A because when Jim Moreau is running a panel, it goes all, I mean, he's running it all the way through.
He runs it from
he's got questions.
Second number one.
The man needs answers.
He does. He did a great job. Great job. So as being a credit union, let's get back to the conference here.
Yep.
As being a credit union representative, what are you taking from this conference? Because obviously it's heavily banking focused, but what as a credit union person here?
So there's really three groups that are here, right? There's your big banks are here. I mean, Wells Fargo's got a beautiful facility right next door.
Next door, it's awesome.
Amazing. There's fintechs, both small and large. And then there's the folks here that are looking to make investments in fintechs. And I think part of where credit unions need to be going is they need to be thinking about how can we as a movement develop the mechanisms, the companies, the agreements necessary for us to take an active role in the investment in and the success of some of these fintechs. In, And what it blows your mind when you walk through the startup village, they have these little foam like kiosks, right, set up. But they got great ideas. And what they need is they need some funding, they need some support, which is certainly something Constellation can provide them.
Yeah.
But they, I think what credit unions really need to be working toward is this idea of how do we act like VCs? How do we build the mechanisms that are necessary to make those investments and get those really great ideas for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if not, what's going to happen is the big banks are right next door. They're going to stroke them checks. They're going to give them gift cards. They're going to do everything they can in order to endear them to them. And they're going to scoop them all up.
Well, and you proved it with Constellation. When you have a good idea that's practical, viable,
that's right.
and successful,
right.
Creighton's will invest.
Absolutely.
So it's there. It's
Absolutely.
There for the taking.
We had amazing success as we went through and talked to credit unions around the country about what they wanted out of their next digital banking system. And as a part of that, we've realized that success. Right? Today, I'm super excited to tell you we're about to push our third release this year to production, which is awesome.
Well done, sir.
We now have 53 development partners. Now, not as many as are in the exhibit hall today, but we're working on it. Okay?
53 ain't bad.
53 ain't bad. And they're already developing services in the platform.
Wow.
So it's 2019 is going to be an amazing year. I was told I was supposed to mention this. We even have it running on a Tesla now.
What?
Just because you could, right?
Like, why not?
Just to show it's truly omnichannel, it's running on a Tesla now.
Right on. There's a press release.
So, you know, when you want to find an ATM, your Tesla can take you to it
exactly.
now using our app.
Very
so
nice.
It's very cool. We're making great success, having great progress in developing and moving that forward. And we're going to see the first credit unions going live on the platform in 2019, early 2019.
Very nice. Yeah. I keep saying 2019 is going to be
it's right here.
A whale of a year.
We planned it. We've budgeted it. Like everybody at home is relaxing because finally the budgets are done. Right? It's 2019 today. Right?
Right on.
And I've told my team this isn't like that part of the year where you can slack off and just kind of gently go into 2019. I said, for us, it's a downhill sprint. We're going for it.
Yeah. It's that time of the year, sir. That
it
time
is
of the
indeed.
Year. I want to wrap up with what are you looking for at this conference?
So,
what is interesting to you at this conference? Because it's so big and there's so many topics.
There's some providers here who have really unique capabilities and different ways of thinking about how to serve consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm looking for as I go through here are innovative services that credit unions don't have access to yet. Really neat service providers. I don't want to say names yet because we don't have any agreements with them or anything else, but neat service providers that have a different take on retirement, right? As we have members that are getting older and are looking for new ways to deploy their capital, new tools that would allow them to do that in entirely new ways and really increase the returns they're able to receive on those. So I'm looking for services, right? My job now is to find content, is to walk the exhibit hall floors, talk to the startups and say, what do you need? How can we help you?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is finding that really great content and bringing it back for my credit unions.
Yeah. Very cool. Great message to end on. Chris, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Good to
Always
see you.
Always a pleasure. Good job representing on stage, man. That was awesome. And that room was packed.
Yeah.
Standing room only. So you had them in the palm of your hands.
One credit union guy held that down.
You got it. Right here. Good job, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Woo!